So now we're in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Eastern section, and this is chapter 2, and they go, it's called Waves. This is the sadhana bhakti, and we're about to get the Vava Bhakti, because last year we were discussing Raghunuga Bhakti, which is quite appropriate to the times and interest of most of the devotees nowadays. And very nice and eloquent discussion and presentation by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And now, and that we had discussed about the different types of Raghunuga sadhana, and one was this called Kamanuga, and this is Sambandhanuga. So Kamanuga is the one, it's a following the intense attachment and love of the Braja Gopis, and that's pretty much done by the Gaudiya Sampradaya, those that are following Mantri Bhav. And Sambandhanuga, Sambandha means that you have this bond, this relationship of father, you know, Vatsalya Bhav with Krishna, or Sakya Bhav, or Dasya Bhav. Generally, Dasya Bhav is not really a separate Stairati and Vrindavan so much, although there's Raktak and Patrak and Dasya Bhav, so we can include that also. But ultimately, in Braj, everything is Madhurya. Because when you study deeply the Rasa Shastras and the presentations of the Acharyas, you see that every other Rasa, the Vatsalya, Sakya, and Dasya, they're simply nourishing and assisting Krishna's Madhurya. For example, Krishna goes out with the coward boys, and he goes for 6 or 7 hours in the pastures, and it was all Sakya Rasa, all his friends, and Balaram and Subal and Sridham. But the Rasa Acharyas, they say that when he's going out, he goes out with a coward boy so his mother will let him go out. Because if he tells Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, I want to leave the house today. I want to go in the forest and spend 9 hours with Radharani in the forest. Do you mind? I don't think his mother would allow him to run in the forest for 9 hours a day with someone else's wife. At least this wasn't possible 5,000 years ago. So he needed a way to somehow meet Radharani. You can read verses in this very same book. It says, Kaishara Safala Ratri Dine Kaishara Safalam Rati Keli, something like this. I can't remember. This is by Rupa Goswami in this very book. He says that Ratri Dine, in the day and the night, Kaishara Safal, Krishna made his youth, right? Navakishore. His safal means fruit, the fruit. He made his youth fruitful by enjoying Rati Keli, which means amorous affairs, in the bushes of Vrindavan with Radharani. This is what he was doing. So this is the whole purpose of his youth, was simply to meet with Radharani day and night in the kunjas of Vrindavan. These are some of the rahasya topics of Krishna's Leela and Braj. So going out with the cows was simply a pretext to meet with Radharani. We're sitting at Radhakund, yes? And Radhakund is a place of Madhyan Leela. From 10:48 in the morning till 3:36 in the afternoon. 25% of the day. 1/4 of the day Krishna's here. He comes with the cows, and the cow, they all leave in the morning, 8:30 or so. They leave from Nandagram for the Goshti Yatra, for the Leela with the cows, Gocharan Leela. Go to Govardhan, Kamban, here and there, everywhere. And they come here to Govardhan, and all the cows, they sit by Gwalpakur, and they bathe there in Gwalpakur, and under all the banyan trees, and they eat nice tiffin, and Krishna makes sure everyone eats a lot. Listen, coward boys, eat a lot. Eat your tiffins, eat my tiffin, eat everyone. Eat. Because when you eat a lot, then what happens afterwards? So Rupa Goswami, in his Sanskrit, he's describing these points in Sanskrit verses. Sambandha anuga bhakti prachyotate sadbir atmani. Yapitri vadi sambandha manana ropanatmika. Manana Aropanatmika. Each word is so very powerful. Sambandhanuga Bhakti is defined as follows. The devotees define Sambandhanuga Bhakti as that type of devotion or bhakti in which there is a constant contemplation of oneself as a parent, friend, or servant of Krishna, and identification with that role. That's why it says, very interesting, it says, Sadbir Atmani Pitri Vadi Sambandha. Manana, like we have manana. Manana, nam, mantra, manana, chintana. When we chant nam, the holy name, there's something called manana, chintana, that we should deeply reflect in our mind while chanting, according to our level of meditation and our level of purity. While chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should deeply manana means deep consideration, deep contemplation, reflection. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if one is chanting and not relishing the sweet vibration of Krishna's holy name, the Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra, and he's experiencing vikshep, while chanting, that means distraction, which is a very common experience. His mind is going somewhere else. Then he should engage in mantra chintana, which means that he should think and meditate about the meaning of the holy name. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, Jiva Goswami Pad, and also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and also in different Puranas, they actually give meanings of the holy name, and our Rasika Vaishnavas, and Jiva Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, and Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur. That translation in English has not been distributed because it's so intimate and so high class and intimate that it's not even been distributed in English, the meaning of the holy name. And those meanings are available. And so according to one's level of adhikar and perception and ruchi for these meanings, he will, again, Snat Kamara Samhita, there's a meaning of the holy name. So he will meditate deeply on one of these meanings. There's a popular book in the market called The Art of Chanting Hare Krishna. And in this book, it lists different meanings of the holy name. And they're on different levels of adhikar. There's meanings there for Vaidhi sadhakas. There's meanings there of the holy name for Raganuga sadhakas. There's meanings of the holy name for Bhava bhaktas and for Premi bhaktas. They're all there. So according to where we key in, then we adopt the appropriate meditation. If the shoe fits, wear it. This is a phrase. We shouldn't meditate beyond our capability or beyond our relish, because we can't hold that meditation. Honesty is the catchword. Honest assessment of one's eligibility. We want everything, and we want the biggest thing and the best thing, but we're not qualified. So we have to honestly say, well, what am I, and what is my ruchi, and what is my nishta, and what is my faith, and what is my perception, and start there and go forward. This is why it's a krama, it's a bhajan krama, it's a step, it's a system, it's sequential. Rome wasn't built in a day. We're not born premi bhaktas, we're not born siddha mahatmas having sportis and lila pravesh with Radha and Krishna. Is it? I don't think so. Some maybe, from last life. The great siddhas from last life. So this is manana, aropana, atmika. This becomes manana, aropana. Aropana means, aropana, atmika actually means, aropana means that we lose oneself. We lose ourselves. So in Sambandhanuga, you lose yourself. You lose yourself. It's almost, there's an English word, where it's called vicarious, or it's like an actor. When you see an actor or an actress in a movie or a play, they lose themselves in that character. They very much become that character. That's why it says, manana, aropana, atmika. Atmika, like we say, taratmika, guru taratmika, radha taratmika. Atmika. Atmika means our mind. Atmika means our body, our senses, our sharir and indriya. Atmika means our atma, our very self and jivatma. Atmika means our abhiman, our mentality. It's all included in this phrase, atmika. So he says, manana aropana atmika. All these aspects of our atma should be aropana, should be fully lost and merged in manana, contemplation of Mother Yashoda, if we're interested in Vatsalya Bhav. And in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, the BBT edition, in maybe 9th chapter, this is the Sanskrit verse by verse, this is of course spoken by Srila Prabhupada up to chapter 13, there's a beautiful verse there where Prabhupada describes in the purport how to do manana aropana atmika, how to contemplate and lose one's identity in Mother Yashoda. And it's very beautiful. And the same description and the same points that Prabhupada gives in the purport, which are all part of this principle of Sambandha Nuga, can apply to mandri surup, or meditating on a mandri. You take a mandri who's doing a particular activity, and you read about that, and you think about their rupam, and you think about their sevam, and you think about their bhavam, and you contemplate that, and you lose your mind and your senses and your heart and your abhiman and everything in that contemplation. Manana aropana aropana atmika. So in that purport of chapter 9 and 10th canto, Prabhupada says that it's very wonderful. It's like a kettle drum, you know, the sound of boom, listen. So if anyone has the eyes to see, they can see. Like I have this phrase, eyes have we and see not, ears have we and hear not, brains have we and think not. This is kind of a play on words. So we read and we read, but we don't see. We hear and we hear, but we don't listen. So it's right there. Prabhupada is telling how to do Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, how to perform Sambandha Nuga, how to perform Sambandha Nuga Raganuga Sadhana. There's Kamanuga Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, and there's Sambandha Nuga Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. So now we finished last year discussing Kamanuga Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. That means that line of sadhana, that line of bhajan meditation, which will take one to Braja Gokul, in Madhurya Bhav, in Parakiya Bhav, Bhavalas Rati, in Mandri Sarup, serving Radharani, Radhadasyam, to be a servant of Radharani, Paliyadasi of Radharani. That was it. Now it's Sambandha Nuga, Raganuga Bhakti. How to develop that type of Raganuga Bhakti, which will make me develop or accomplish or attain parental love for Krishna, my Lala, my Gopal, Vatsalya Bhav. So whom do I follow? Who are the exemplars of Vatsalya Bhav? Who are the gurus of Vatsalya Bhav? Yashoda Maya and Nanda Baba. And if I want to develop Sakya Rati, or this Sakya Prem, friendly love, fraternal love, then who are the gurus? Sridham, Radharani's older brother, and Subal, Krishna's best friend. I want to develop, I want to be Krishna's friend, a cowboy and rumble, tumble, play, this, that. That's Sakirati. No, I want to serve Krishna. I want to dress him in his house and clean his room and help him and do all the background and all the advanced party work. And I want to be in the background doing all the seva for the Sankirtan party. So I want to be in the background. I want to live in his, I want to live in Nandagram and assist it could be Radharani, but assist Mother Yashoda in all the housework and all the things to maintain Krishna and Balaram. So there's Dasya Bhav. On who are the gurus of Dasya Bhav? That's Raktak and Patrak. Raktak and Patrak. They're the great Dasya Rati Bhaktas of Vrindavan. Just like if you want to develop Ram Bhakti and go to a Yodhya Dham, and you're a Ram Bhakta, and you want to develop Prem, Ram Prem, and you want to be a Das, you want to be a great servant of Ram, then you follow Hanuman. Dasirati Hanuman ki jai. So in this purport, Prabhupada is telling the basic points. He says, He says this very thing. If one wants to develop Vatsalya Bhav, then he should, this verse is for him. He should meditate, he, that sadhaka, who wants to develop parental love for Radhakrishna, I mean for Mother Yashoda, he should meditate on this verse describing Mother Yashoda. He should meditate how, and this verse describes Mother Yashoda is churning the yogurt to make butter, and she's singing bhajans to glorify Krishna, and the flowers are falling, the bakul and dewy flowers are falling from her hair, and her breasts are moving this way and that way, where she churns, and her sari, and there's some perspiration. He should meditate on this rupam, rup dhyan. Meditate on this is rup dhyan and seva dhyan, and the bhav. Meditate, what is that bhav? What is the intensity of Mother Yashoda's showing here? The absorption in seva, the absorption that she's perspiring, and how much intensity, and how much beauty is here, and how. So this is all the elements that go into Vatsalya Bhav. The seva, the mood, the attitude, the determination, the sincerity, the absorption. And if he does this is very anukul or favorable for developing. This is Prabhupada's words. So now you take this and you take a verse from Stavavali, or Vilavko Samanjali. It describes a seva, this describes some mandri, and she's serving Radharani. And so then you take the same verse and you meditate that someday I will become a mandri maid servant of Radharani, and I will look like this, and I will serve Radharani like this great, like this Tulsi mandri is doing, like Rati mandri is doing. It's the same. So this is Sambandhanuga, as you follow this Vatsalya of Mother Yashoda, or like this. Concentrated, this Manana Aropana Atmika means concentrated contemplation of a relationship. So now, if we want to be in Palidasi Bhav or Mandri Bhav, Manana Aropana Atmika. Aropana means to concentrate, to merge, to lose oneself in deep contemplation in manana. His atmika becomes merged in Rati Mandri and Rupa Mandri. Sri Rupa Mandri Pad, Seymour Sampada. Rupa Mandri is my wealth, the wealth of my bhajan, the wealth of my meditation, my mantra, my japa is Rupa Mandri and Rupa Goswami. What do they look like? How do they feel? What do they think? How do they speak? How do they act? How do they serve? That's what it means. Aropana Atmika means to lose oneself, to concentrate himself so much. Concentrated meditation actually means consecrate, if you understand English. Means we should consecrate our very beings to the lotus feet of Rupa Mandri Pad. Means to offer our very beings to Rupa Goswami as a sadhaka and Rupa Mandri as an aspiring siddha in our siddhadeya. So text 306. Labdera vatsalya sakyado bhakti karyatra sadhake rajendra subaladinam bhava cheshchita mudraya. This is more discussion by Rupa Goswami how to practice and develop sambandh anuga raganuga bhakti. And we finished last year with describing kamanuga raganuga bhakti, and this is the second type. There's two types of raganuga bhakti. One type to become a gopi sakhi, a sakhi manjari, kamanuga raganuga bhakti. And the second type of raganuga bhakti is called sambandh anuga. Sambandha means relationship, firm relationship. The basis of the love is relationship. I establish a relationship with Mother Yashoda and Nanda, or Subal and Sridham, or Raktak and Patrak. So now he gets further. These are the few points. He doesn't tell very much about Sambandhanuga, because the whole idea of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is he wants to emphasize, like all of our acharyas that are in Mandri Bhav, he wants to emphasize Kamanuga, Raganuga Bhakti, ultimately. There's very few verses here where Kamanuga, Raganuga Bhakti was many verses last year. Translation. Practicing devotees, sadhakas, bhakti karyatra sadhake, greedy for parental, friendly or servant relationships, they perform this Sambandhanuga Raganuga Bhakti with indications of the behavior and mood of Nanda, Subal, and others. Brajendra and Subal Adinam. Bhava Cheshchita Mudraya. So Bhav, the Bhav, the Cheshchita, like we often say, first Bhav, then body. No Bhav, no body. Yam Yam Vapi Swaran Bhavam Tyajit Yanti Kalevaram. In the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it's called the death chapter, the Ante Narayana Smriti chapter. At the end, remember Narayan. So there, Krishna is telling what to think and how to prepare yourself for death, the ultimate test. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajit yanti kalevaram. When we give up this body, what is our bhav? Smaran bhavam. What feeling, what sentiment, what mood of love, attachment are we absorbed in? Are we thinking of? Are we attached to in our recesses of our mind and heart? Smarana bhavam. So that bhava will give the next body. If the man, the husband is thinking, oh, wife, so kind, so tender, so submissive, so sweet, served me for 49 years. I was married for 49 years, or whatever, 57 years, or whatever. And I'm so attached, and she was so submissive and so sweet. She was the ideal wife and woman and mother and everything and my family. So he dies absorbed in smaran bhavam, putni bhav. Stribhav. So then next slide, oh, you gave birth to a little girl. That big strong man becomes a little girl baby because of Stribhav. Smaran, Stri Smaran Bhav. Not Radha Smaran Bhav. You want to die Radha. With Radha in our heart, Radha in our mind, Radha in our lips, Radha in our eyes, and Radha's hand on our forehead, and Radha's feet on our forehead, and her fragrance in the air. This is how we want to die. This is the way to die, isn't it? Is there a better way? Radha Bhav Smaran. So the sentiments, the bhava, so the bhava and cheshta, bhava cheshta mudraya. Mudra means the expression. We say mudras, right? Mudra. These are mudras. The expressions, the outward expressions and inward expressions, the mudraya. Bhava and cheshta mudra. The inner expressions of Vatsalya Bhava, what is the bhav? What is his feeling? How does he feel for his lala, for his Krishna? And that comes out in his speech and his exchanges with Krishna in the Leela. In the Leela, you see the Bhav. You have to find the Bhav and feel the Bhav and identify with the Bhav if you're in this Raganuga and Vatsalya. And then the Cheshta, the actions. This Bhav means the sentiments, the feelings, the mood of love, and the Cheshta is the actions. Oh, my Lala. And Nanda Maharaj embraces him and then he smells his head. Oh, that's a Lala, are you all right? Everything fine? This, that? And how he serves him and how he's so much... And when Nanda Lala is going out in the morning and Purvan Leela, he's going out for Gocharan. And then Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they escort Krishna out of the Goshala with the cows and he goes out to the edge of Nandagram. And Krishna turns around and says, okay, Dad, bye, Nanda Baba, you know. Baba, you go back. Yeah, yes, you will go back. And they kiss, and they start crying. And then Krishna turns around. As soon as Krishna turns around to walk with the cows, then Nanda starts crying, and Yashoda starts crying. Oh, yugayutam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayutam. Nimeshena, oh, I can't see my beloved Lala for 1 second. I'm crying. It's like a yuga. It's the same. The separation, there's Viraha and Vatsalya and Viraha and Sakya and Viraha and Madhurya. Mathura Viraha. When Krishna went to Mathura, it's called Mathura Viraha. Everyone is in Mathura Viraha, especially the gopis. So then he says, Lala! Then Krishna turns around and he runs, and then Nanda Maharaj embraces him again, smells his head, says, why do you have to go? And then again, there's so much discussion, and then finally Krishna pacifies Nanda Maharaj and says, okay, I'll be back in a short time. And then, okay, then Krishna turns around and he goes away to go with the boys and cows. Because he wants to meet Radharani. The cows and the husband, mother, father, that's all just in the way. So then, again, Yashoda and Nanda started crying. Oh, Nanda, oh, Yashoda, Lala, oh, don't, it's too hot. Oh, today is too hot. Please come back. It's too much. Today is very hot. Yesterday, okay, but now he'll come back. And then again they meet him. So three or four times they meet him, and before they can let him out of their sight in the morning. This is the bhav and their cheshta, how they express their bhav. Like someone says, oh, I love you so much. Oh, I really love you. I have so much bhav for you. Acha. Can you cook me something? I get lost. Wait, what is this? Can you help me with my studies? I don't, you have a major in this subject. I don't know. You find out. Go on the internet. What are you bothering me for? I'm not going to help you with your schoolwork. So, not too much seva bhav. So this is Raghunuga Bhakti. What does Raghunuga Bhakti mean? It's bhav and cheshta. This is Rupa Goswami. He's not saying sharir. He's not saying deha. Okay, we this verse in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 9, the particular verse is describing Mother Yashoda serving Krishna. It's about a rupam, her form. But it's not that we just, oh, okay, she had this color dress and her skin's sham color. It describes actually rather, Yashoda actually has dark color skin. It's described, we always paint her with golden skin. Every time you see a picture of Yashoda, she's white, some white lady or something. She has sham color skin. It's right there in Sanskrit in the Shastras. Acha. Yeah, that's right. Just like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is always painted blue, dark blue. Shiva's, he's gore and gory. His body is golden, effulgent like gold. But he covers himself with ashes. So he looks like ashes. He's not actually blue. He's like, his neck is kind of blue because he swallowed the poison, Nilakant. That, the neck is kind of blue because that's when poison, you know, you get blue, you turn blue. So, but the rest of his body is ash color, whatever ashes are, more like gray. When he takes a bath, he's in beautiful golden form, Mahadev. So anyway, that's a side point. So now when we're looking at this verse, it seems to describe the body of Yashoda, the Deha. But that's not what we're supposed to, you know, that's a parsha, you can kind of get that picture. But what is she representing with her body? What bhav is her body representing? And what actions with her Deha, or Siddhadeha, her sarup, is she performing? What cheshtata, what actions is she performing in this verse, in this lila, with her body? And what bhavas and sentiments and feelings is she displaying and showing with her body, which I can perceive? We have to go deep and understand and try to feel what is that bhav and what are her actions to express that bhav in relation to Krishna. And how these actions and these feelings, this is vatsalya, this is parental love. And that bhav I want to come in my heart, and I want to prepare myself to do similar actions when I become an assistant or a nurse or an assistant of Mother Yashoda in the spiritual world, if I'm in Vatsalya bhav as my sadhya. It's not, oh, deha, 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 I just meditate in my siddhadeha, my siddhadeha. But without bhav, and without fully understanding the bhav of the mandris, mandri bhav and mandri cheshta, it's no access. When the bhav is when we're at the level of bhava, then we actually have the adhikar to enter the lila and do seva in that siddhadeya. So when the bhava is there, then we've already been meditating so long on the different actions and mandris and what sevas and different things they do and how to assist the different mandris, Narguru, Sakhi, Mandri. And then there becomes a demand, the bhava, when we're absorbed in Gopi bhava and Mandri bhava, and then absorbed in thinking of the lilas and all the different sevas, then a demand comes from within us, oh, what I want a form, I want a form now to enter there. Now I have the eligibility to enter there. But to enter there, I need some access in some body. So then the guru gives the siddhadeya. This is the general tradition. I mean, there are liberal gurus that give siddhadeya very quickly, but this is the general tradition, Gaudiya Sampradaya. The guru gives, oh, your siddhadeya is like this. And this, and he even gives your bhama madhya, your mridu madhya. You know, he gives it a particular feeling or bhav that you kind of tune your own gopi bhav with. Some fine tuning. And then he gives a seva for you to... Now you go in the lila when you meditate and do this seva. And the guru can give. Also Nam can give. Shuddha Nam can give. Siddhadeya. When the demand becomes great. But the whole idea is sadhana bhakti, raganuga sadhana bhakti bhava. And we develop the bhava, and then we're meditating leelas, we're reading all these things. We have a particular ishta we have rati for, we're attached to. And he's telling, this is Rupa Goswami. This is Jiva Goswami's commentary on this verse. First section, second chapter, verse 306 of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. One should not think of, this is like Ahangra Upasana, one should not think of oneself that I am Nanda or I am Subal. There are two types of identification. This manana, aropana, atmika. There's two types of identification. What are they? One, there's, in other words, there's the correct and the incorrect. One type of identification is to think of oneself different from those persons, but in a similar role as a parent. And the other one is thinking oneself, the wrong identification, is think that I am Nanda or Subal. The second type, to think that I am Nanda or Subal or Raktak, is not suitable, and one should not do that. Vishwanath adds, Vishwanath Chakravartipad, it is improper to think of oneself identical to those Braja devotees. It's the same point. In Sakya Bhakti, one should not identify oneself completely with Subal, thinking I am Subal. In other words, we want to be like, I want to have the bhav, I want to do seva like Subal, I want to do seva like Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. I want to have feelings like them, this bhavalas rati. There's Palyadasi Bhav and Parakiya Bhav and all these, and the feelings and the intense attachment they have for Radharani, intense dedication they have, intense absorption they have. This I want. And they are Kayavyua of Radharani. They are eternal servants of Radharani. They have their Nitya Seva. I'm just begging for some little corner somewhere to do something. Pick up some wilted flowers in the morning or something. I'll go into Kunj and clean. I'll sweep the Kunj in the morning and get all the wilted flowers and that'll be my seva. Anything, any connection there will be my perfection. So we'll continue tomorrow by the grace of Rupa Goswami.